In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Happy Advent, because we're now in day two. And among the many virtues of the Christian life, one that is most appropriate to this time of Advent is the virtue of hope. And like faith and charity, it is a theological virtue, which means it is a habit, and because it's theological, it means it's ordained to God, and it's from God. And when do we receive the virtue of hope? It is infused in us at baptism. God gives it to us. So, like faith and charity, it's not so much something that comes from us. It comes from God, and we cooperate with it. And why is hope the appropriate virtue for this time of the year? Because we are waiting. We are waiting to celebrate the wonders of the Incarnation at Christmas. So we look backwards to celebrate the coming of our Lord in the flesh 2,000 years ago. But we also look forward. We look forward with sure and certain hope to the return of our Lord in glory at the end of time, when he will come to judge the living and the dead and the world by fire. And he will set all things aright. You know, sometimes it may seem to us in our daily lives that everything is horrible and that nothing is going right. Or as we could quote from the great movie Aliens, "Game over, man, game over." But that's not true. In spite of the troubles of this life and the very real suffering and tragedies that we have to endure, we know and have been promised by God that they will not win, that God has in fact won, and that all will be put to right. And so if we have a model for that hope, there are many models, the Blessed Virgin Mary, of course, but also the centurion at Capernaum. The centurion who asked for his servant to be healed, and Jesus was going to come to his house to heal him, but the centurion said, "You don't need to come to my house because I know that you have the authority. So just say that it will be done, and it will be done." And we need to have that same faith, that same hope, because we know that our Lord will save us, and we need to trust in him that all will happen according to his plan, and that he will take care of us. It is such a wonderful thing that in our new translation we see these words more clearly. "Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof." Because we're not worthy that God will come to us. But the wonder of it is that God comes to us anyway, whether or not we're worthy, and that makes his love for us even more profound. "But only say the word, and my soul shall be healed." It is not earthly benefits that we hope in, but heavenly benefits. That wonderful healing of the soul, which is the gift of grace, the gift of adoption, which will mean eternal blessedness in heaven, will be ours. And that is what we look forward to when we look forward to the second coming. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.